Blog Talk Radio.
At Johnsonville, we understand it was a long, cruel winter, and having to deal with it day after day drove many of us to do things we're not necessarily proud of.
I beat my snowblower with a baseball bat.
I cursed the sky and cried a little.
I flipped off the weatherman on television and in person.
I stayed in and streamed 13 straight episodes of some stupid show.
I knocked the head off my neighbor's snowman because I thought it was mocking me.
Okay, so we're not proud of how we dealt with winter, but the weather's finally taken a turn, and so can we. So let's fire up the grill and cook some Johnsonville brats. Ah, that's the sound of redemption. One bite of those juicy Johnsonville brats made with premium cuts of pork, and our whole attitude changes.
I'm going to invite my neighbors over for a cookout.
I'm going to invite the weatherman over.
And even though our grilling skills may be a little bit rusty, people still won't be able to get enough. And we're definitely proud of that. Johnsonville, served with pride since 1945.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stefan Mason, and I'm here with my cousin, Rudy Valme of Lower B Music Records. Rudy, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm well. Before we get into our interview, please tell something about you. Can you tell us about who you are and what you do?
Well, I am an artist, writer, producer, label owner, entrepreneur, basically. I do a little bit of everything, you know. I produce, I write, I manage artists. Yeah, I make great music for the world to listen to.
That's wonderful. To all the listeners that are on this call right now, please make sure to press 1 if you have any questions. Once again, press 1 if you have any questions. Okay, Rudy, let's start our interview. I have a couple of questions for you. I want to ask you, like, how do you work? How do I work?
Well, it really depends on the situation. There's times where when it comes to the music and creating music, you know, there's times where I can, like, hear a car drive by or hear a bang or a sound or something, and I'll come up with, like, a musical idea. Then I'll just run over to the studio and start, you know, producing. Or sometimes I'll dream up a song and I'll write it that way. And when I work with different artists, it really depends on the artist. You know, right now I have 5 artists signed to my label. I have Davika Lynn, who released her single recently, I Who Have Nothing, doing really well right now all around the world digitally. I also have Ryan Hayes, who also released his single called Fly Me to the Moon. And it's not the jazz version or anything. It's an actual pop song called Fly Me to the Moon, and that's doing well as well, and that's released around the world. I have myself that's signed to my own label. I've released my single, The Way I Move. We also have a band called Crossing Midnight on the label. They'll be releasing their single called Wild Out soon. And I also have a newly signed artist, Andre Lyles, Dre Boogie. He's a bassist and he's like a jazz contemporary pop artist. And he'll be releasing his single as well shortly. But it really depends on who I'm working with, you know, which predicates how I create or how I work. You know, like a lot of times with, for example, Davika Lynn will come in, she'll tell me about her day or she'll tell me about something that happened, and it'll give me an idea for a song, and we would sit down and I'd write a song or produce a song, and or we'll write a song together and produce it and you know, work magic, you know. Sometimes I'll just come up with an idea or write an instrumental, and I'll just throw it to Ryan Hayes, and he'll write a song to it, and then we'll come in the studio and work together and perfecting it. So it really depends on the artist, the situation.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about your group, Crossing Midnight. Where did this idea come about in order for you, you know, to even name the group called Crossing Midnight? Tell us a little about that.
Crossing Midnight. Well, Crossing Midnight, the idea for that was, it's actually an audio video term, Crossing Midnight. Basically, just a short version of it is, it's, you know, digitally, when music and film are synced, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, so once it passes that 24-hour mark, that 00 mark, it's called Crossing Midnight. And when I heard this in one of the classes I've taken, I thought it was a really cool name and a really cool idea. And, you know, I decided to name the band Crossing Midnight because we pretty much, when we perform and we perform at different gigs and shows, we go all night. You know, we start early and just cross midnight and go all night, and we party all night. So I thought it was actually a cool concept for the band.
Okay. For other people that are listening, can you please let us know how we can find you?
Oh, you can find me everywhere. You can either Google my name or you can Google Load B Music. Our website is loadbmusic.com. That's LOADB music.com. That actually stands for Last of a Dying Breed Music. That's the website, and the label name as well.
Okay.
That's on Facebook.
Let's talk.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook under Load B Music as well. You'll find all of our artists there. You'll find Davika's page, Ryan Hayes, Davika Lynn, myself, Rudy Valme, of course. You'll find Crossing Midnight's page on there. So, yeah, you can find us anywhere, basically. If you Google a name, you'll find us.
Okay. All right, let's talk about more of yourself. You know, as a child, you know, who, what music did you look at, like, listen to? Who do you look up to as an artist?
Wow, there's a lot of greats. Growing up, I listened to a lot of Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Boyz II Men, which is one of my favorite groups of all time. Wow, it's a lot of Earth, Wind & Fire. You know, I like a lot of the old school cats. They've done a lot to influence music, and I've gotten a lot of my influence in that, and also my experiences. So as far as that's concerned, I looked up to them as artists. You know, the way they perform, the way they write, the way they musically put everything together.
Oh, okay. Did you always want to be a singer?
Oh, yeah. I was told from the moment I was able to talk that I was.
Okay, we're having technical difficulties. It looks like our caller, Rudy Valme, has dropped the phone call. He accidentally dropped. So we're going to wait for him to get back on. And until then,
hi, Stefan. Until then, we'll just keep on going. And hopefully Mr. Valme will be back on with us shortly. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. And why don't you tell us something about our host while we're waiting for Mr. Valme to call back in?
Well, Rudy Valme, he's my cousin.
No, I'm talking about our host. Our host, Stefan.
Oh, our host. I'm sorry. I apologize. My name is Stefan Mason. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I'm 17 years old, and I currently live in Florida. I'm a senior that attends Spirit of Christ Academy. My plans after graduating high school will be entering the Culinary Institute of America, located in Hyde Park, New York. I want to pursue the career as a chef. I have two younger sisters, one 13, one 6. I'm a leader to many, and I consider myself to be a self-motivated and focused person.
All right. So what made you get into cooking while we're waiting for Mr. Valme? For those who haven't, we've lost a little bit of technical difficulty. We've lost our host, our guest for today, Mr. Valme. So I'm speaking with our host, Mr. Stefan Mason, one of our young IMAers. If you don't know what IMA is, it's International Mastermind Association. And we are working with youth to empower them to set goals and to maximize their potential in every area of their lives. And this is one of those areas, is becoming a talk show host on Blog Talk Radio. I hope Mr. Valnay can call back in as we wait for him. So, Mr. Stefan Mason, tell us, what influenced you to become a chef?
Well, at first, my dreams weren't... I don't want to be a chef at first. I wanted to to join the forces, the military. I wanted to be in the Army. But the same Rudy, I came to him with the idea, and he told me as a joke, he told me as a joke, he said that if I join the military, he'll kill me because he was in the forces. So, after he told me that, I just totally, disregarded the idea of even being in the military. Around the age of 11, I really started focusing and paying attention to how my mom cooked in the kitchen because, she would be the one to cook dinner for us or what have you. And one day she just asked me to help her, and I just fell in love with it. She asked me to taste her food and, to hand her some salt, to put some ingredients in the food, and after that, I just fell in love with it. And she gave me an opportunity, just to experiment. She told me to make dinner for my two younger sisters, and it was simple. I was like 11 years old. It was macaroni and cheese and fried albacore. And it was good. It was good.
Good. And I'm glad. Let's see. We seem to have someone on the call who wants to ask a question.
Yeah.
Their extension is 9472. Can you tell us?
Hello?
What question you'd like to ask?
Rudy's back on. Hey, Rudy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Rudy? All right.
Hello?
We're so sorry. Yes, hello, Rudy?
Yeah, which line did you have entered? Because I called from two phones just to make sure.
I have the 201.
The 201 number, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so... sorry about what happened. We have Rudy back on the call. Rudy, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's continue. Continue where you left off. You were telling us, about who you listened to, as a child.
Yes. Well, basically, the greats. MJ. Stevie Wonder, Boyz II Men, Earth, Wind & Fire, guys like that who really influenced music and singing and a lot of talent there. So I pretty much listened to them growing up.
All right. Do you remember the first time you got to broadcast your talent?
First time I had to broadcast my talent. Wow. Oh, boy. Where you mean, like, on media or just in general, like, in public?
Well, it doesn't really. Media.
Media? Well, with media, I remember singing. I sang for a church, and we had a huge concert, and we were part of Gospel Fest, and we had won Gospel Fest one year. I honestly don't remember what year it was, but I sang in front of, it was a huge concert hall, like almost, I think it held 5,000 or 6,000 people, and it was also televised. So that was the first time I've actually sung, like, solo, and then with the choir and then solo again, and it was a really good feeling, really, really good experience. I mean, I already knew what I wanted to do. I already knew I wanted to sing. But that was one of the best feelings that I've ever felt, singing for that many people and being able to express myself musically.
Okay. While pursuing the career and being an artist, who have you met on the way? For example, if I were, yeah.
I've met a few people actually. I've performed with Wyclef. I've done work with. I've met Keisha Cole. I've met Mario. I've met Donnell Jones. I've done work with a few people, but the most memorable time for me meeting someone, because I usually don't really get starstruck, but the most memorable time for me was going to Boyz II Men's studio at Stone Creek. It was a really, really good experience. A friend of mine, his mother, I believe, babysat Nathan's son, so we went to the studio. They knew that I sang, and they wanted to introduce me to them, so we went, and I was in awe the whole time. I was, you know, I was just amazed by everything in there. Technology, the studio, the way everything looked. I mean, they had a basketball court in their studio. That was amazing on its own. You know, and it was just beautiful, and I sang for them, and they liked it, and yeah, it was really good. It was a good experience, you know, because it was a dream come true for me, because they were my favorite artists, you know, my favorite group. So it was just really a cool thing.
Was there a point of time in your life where you thought that your dreams of being a singer wouldn't come true?
Ooh. I've had a scare, but never once did I ever doubt myself or doubt that my dreams would ever come true. You know, there was a time where I, when I was in military college, and I went through like a boot camp and everything, and with all like the yelling and the screaming, you know, I lost my voice for a while, and that kind of put a scare in me. You know, it was the first time ever that I'd ever lost my voice, and I literally had to fight for it back. You know, I trained it and trained and sang and trained, and then it finally came back. But other than that, I never, you know, doubted that I would ever make my dreams come true. You know, like, I've always been one that if I set a goal, I go after it. You know, I'm very goal-oriented and very determined, and I love what I do. You know, and I love the fact that I'm blessed that I can make a living doing what I love. You know, and being hot and doing something positive, especially, you know, for the community and for the world, and putting out a positive message. So it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Expect final projects from you and your band.
What's that? I'm sorry?
When can we expect final projects from you and your band?
Oh, final projects. We're all in the studio working really hard right now. It's almost like a 24-hour schedule amongst all the other things that we do, you know, in our day-to-day lives. But right now the singles are all out from each of our artists, except for the actual band itself, Crossing Midnight, and Andre Lyles. But everyone else's singles are all out on, you know, like iTunes, Rhapsody, eMusic, the website. You can go anywhere and everywhere to check it out. We're shooting a music video right now for Davika Lynn. We're in the process of doing that. Ryan Hayes' music video will be in production shortly, and so will mine. The band's single will be releasing shortly. As far as the actual final project, the final album, we're looking to push for the end of this year. For a few of the artists, we're trying to have everything done, finalized, and to be released right in time for the holiday season. If not the beginning of the year. But as of right now, you know, you definitely hear continuous music from us and be expecting to hear something new from us, you know, if not every week, every other week. You know, we have a lot of music releasing. So, you know, we're very excited and happy about the project and creating a lot of a buzz. So it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about one of your artists. Davika Lynn.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Davika Lynn? Yeah, she's... Davika Lynn is very, very talented. She has a background in theater. She has a background... She went to LaGuardia High School, which is, you know, is very artful and very... They have a lot of talented students there. And they... You know, she's very trained and well-rounded in acting, dancing, and singing. She's a triple threat, you know. And with that, we were able to put together a package, which we didn't have to work really hard to do because her talent, you know, spoke for itself. And, you know, her as an artist, she's like, we've deemed her the Jekyll and Hyde of pop music and singing of the industry. You know, she has many, many different voices and different sides to her, and she's able to express herself, or she's like the voice of the people. So, you know, if someone's sad or whatever, she'll have a song, you know, speaking to them for that. You know, she'll have, like, you know, if someone wants to just go out and have a good time, she'll have a song for that. If someone's, you know, angry, for example, she'll have a song for that. And she has a little bit of everything for everyone, like, on her project, which is cool. So, look, it's different than what you'll hear out on the radio now, which is very, you know, which is sometimes hard to do, but she was able to pull it off, and we were able to put together a package for her that, you know, it's really working well for her, and it's going to work well. And a lot of people are catching on and loving it, so we're happy about that.
Okay. Are there any books that you can recommend for kids my age that want to, you know, become an artist as well, a music artist, a book that you would recommend to us?
A book that I would recommend. Yes, actually there is. You know, I tell a lot of people that, you know, it's one thing to know your art and to know what you're doing and to learn the music aspect, but it's another thing to also learn the business aspect, and I tell everyone to learn everything about the business and to be willing to do anything with the business. For example, you know, if you're a singer, you know, be willing to, you know, even sing at weddings just to get your chops up in the practice or whatever. But as far as the book, I would recommend a book called The Business of Music. You know, it's actually a really, really good book. It explains a lot about contracts and, you know, the industry and publishing and so on and so forth. It comes with, like, a CD. It's a really good book to read if you want to learn the business aspect of music. And I always tell everyone to learn that. You know, I know even if you just want to be an artist, it's good to know the business as well. So, and that's what I did. I learned the business side of it, you know, and I am an artist first, but I learned to love the business side, and I'm able to do what I'm doing now and able to share that with everyone.
Okay.
So it's called The Business of Music.
The Business of Music. Okay, and
yeah. By Krasilovsky and Schemmel.
Okay. Where do you see yourself and your talent in 3 years?
I see myself with my team, and we're touring. I see myself with all the artists on the label and everyone that's, you know, part of the project, and we're all just touring the world.
Oh, okay.
Devon, this is Sharon Jackson. May I ask a question, please?
Of course.
Thank you so much. I first want to appreciate and tell both of you how much I am enjoying this blog talk. I'm particularly pleased to hear that our guest is a goal setter and achiever. One of the reasons why you have gotten so far is probably because you have set goals. Tell us a little bit more about how you set goals and how it has impacted your life.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. As far as my goals, I realized that, you know, there's so many things that I've wanted to do, and before I just kind of just did things here, did things there, and, you know, I've gotten certain things out of it, but I realize that when you set a goal and you focus on that goal and you go after it, you can basically achieve and conquer that goal. What I like to do is I like to plan, and I like to say, okay, well, I want to, you know, let's just say for a small example, write a song. I would set myself a goal to say I want to write a song by Friday and give myself 5 days to do it. You know, if I focus on that goal and I do what I have to do to write that song and focus on it, you know, it happens. You know, you take the time out to go after your goals, and you know you can achieve them. You know, and it's impacted my life in a positive way. You know, because it's allowed me to focus. It's allowed me to focus on what I love and focus on what I, you know, do on a day-to-day basis. So I'm able to achieve a lot more when I set goals and just go after them one by one.
Very good. Thank you. Stefan, you have a caller. That the number is 655-0881. They have their hand up because they'd like to ask a question. You're on 0881.
Okay. 561. Hello?
They've had their hand up for a while. Maybe they've gone silent.
Hello? Any other questions? Hello? Is there any other questions?
Let's see. I have a 6819472. They just put their hand up. Or is that the caller? 201.
Okay. You're live. You can ask your question. Make
hello?
Sure you press. Hello.
Yeah, this is still me.
Alrighty. Is there anyone else that wants to ask their question?
Yes, this is Anne McNeil. I have a question.
Okay, hello, Ms. McNeil.
Yes, I'd like to ask your guest if he has a written strategic plan for his life for the next 20 years, or 5 or 10 years.
That's a good question. I don't know about 20 years, but I do have a plan for the next 10 years. I do have certain goals and things that I'd like to achieve, you know, in my life, and I do have that kind of planned out. Now, I know there's times where it may take a little bit longer, or I may, you know, succeed a lot sooner, but I do have a plan for the next 10 years, which, you know, I'm going after.
Okay, does that include your family and your health along with your business?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my family plays a big part in my goals, and you know, I incorporate with everything that I do, I have a reason for doing it. You know, yes, I love music and I love the arts, you know, but if once I become, you know, really, really successful and get the success that I need, I'm going to use that to, you know, better everyone around me and help everyone around me. I've built actually my business and my company with my family and friends around me. And I looked at what everyone's talents were, and I was able to incorporate their talents into helping achieve, you know, one big goal. You know, a lot of my friends, for example, like they are musicians, you know, I started an entertainment company. And in order to help not only them with their musicianship, but to help everyone else, I started an entertainment company where they'll do weddings and, you know, corporate events and so on, and they'll play at these events. And, you know, it'll help give them the experience of performing while actually working and getting paid to do it, you know. And we build a business that way. And I've used this, a lot of the same musicians and incorporated them into my label. And they'll come in and they'll perform for my artists, and, you know, they'll do, like, recording sessions for my artists, and they'll get that experience on the studio end and in the, you know, in the performing end of that experience. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the reason I asked the question is because I want to encourage, wanted to have your response, and thank you so much for an excellent job. I wanted to have your response encourage the youth for listening to you to understand the importance of having a written strategic plan for your life, regardless of your age and in every area of your life, because they all intermittently relate to each other. So I thank you for that response.
Oh, you know, definitely, definitely. I do want to say, you know, one thing. with all the planning that I do, and everything that I've achieved and everything that I try to achieve, I've always put first that God first leads my life. You know, and I do want to say that publicly to everyone. You know, I don't want to, like, sit and preach to everyone, but I do know that for me, my higher power is God and Jesus Christ, and they lead my life. So I know I'm not, like, a gospel artist or anything, but I do know where my talents come from, and I do, you know, and I am appreciative of that, and I am blessed of that, and I'm able to use that to help inspire others, you know, and I'm grateful that I've, you know, been able to be given that talent and be put in that position to do that, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi,
good afternoon. Oh. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and I'd like to ask a question, please.
Hi, hello.
Hi. I'd like to ask a question.
Stephanie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great.
I was listening to you, and I'm sure there are people on the call who are listening to you as well who have been told that they have a great singing voice and, you know, they would like probably the opportunity to pursue that avenue. How would you start if you wanted to go about becoming a musician or an artist or a singer? Where's the first place you would go to?
Right. I encourage everyone, if you want to sing, to take lessons and learn music and learn theory. And I say that because it helps you learn all aspects of music and not to just be focused on just the one part of music, which is singing. I know that it's helped me out a lot, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not interested in learning theory, or I'm not interested in learning this, but I always encourage them. There's a lot of great websites out there that teach you music theory, like musictheory.net, for example. You know, you can learn stuff from there. But I encourage, if that's what you want to do, like if you want to sing, get a voice coach and really, really practice and learn, you know, various types of genres of music, you know, whether it be jazz or R&B or you know, classical, you know, because it helps train your musical talent. Now, the other thing is, outside of just the music and the theory of it, like I was saying before, to learn the business, and even if you're not getting a degree in business, I strongly suggest you get books and go online and do your research on contracts and things of that nature, because you want to put yourself in a situation that you're protected as well, you know, and that, you know, and you have control over your creativity and your talent. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the information. Yes, it did. I'll let Stefan, I have other questions, but I'll let Stefan get back to asking his other callers their questions.
Okay. Okay.
Are there any other callers on this call that would like to ask a question? Hello? Once again, are there any other callers on this call that would like to ask a question?
Stefan, you have to press your mic, darling.
Hello? Hello. Does anyone else want to ask a question?
201-993-1964 has had their hand raised for a while, and their mic is open.
That person.
Hi.
Someone else
going to ask a question. I guess I will ask my other question, which is, I've never heard your music. What kind of music, can you give us a little taste of the kind of music you sing or produce? Can you sing us like a song, one of your songs or something?
Sure, I can do that. I can do that for you. I have a song, actually, I just wrote recently. It's called Forever. And Let's see. How can I? All right. no problem. I can do that.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. I was just trying to think of which song to sing, you know. Okay. So this song is called Forever, and I wrote it. It's actually wedding inspired.
Okay.
And it's like a song where I feel that you can use at like weddings or, you know, for someone you love or so on and so forth. So it goes like this. I don't need a reservation or a ride in luxury. I don't want a supermodel, no. Those types of girls don't impress me. Don't need the fame and all the attention. Just your smile and I'm satisfied. You would think I'm a little bit crazy, 'cause I'm obsessed with the look in your eyes. Just take my hand and promise me that you'd be my forever. Sincerity is all I need. Your smile, you're my forever. You are my forever. Yeah. That's just a little bit of it. Hello?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's beautiful. Can I ask one more question, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what do you think of rap? I mean, there's so much controversy about rap music out there in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion of it?
Well, rap music is definitely not what it used to be. You know, before it was an art form, you know, and it was a cultural thing. Now I believe that it's gotten so mainstream and watered down, and a lot of the things that are being said in rap music, you know, it's not really a positive message. So I don't necessarily, I don't necessarily ban or shun anyone for their art form if they truly believe that what they're doing and saying is their interpretation and their expression and their art form. However, you know, it's become where everyone, or not everyone, but a lot of rap artists are starting to sound the same and say the same thing and not really put out a positive message, you know, especially to the youth. A lot of, like, the younger generation are influenced by a lot of major artists, and when they say things, you know, like, you know, sexual, you know, connotations or, you know, killing and fighting, it, you know, influences the younger generation, and they don't realize that they're not, the younger generation aren't separating, you know, reality from what they're hearing on the radio or seeing on the music videos. You know, and I just think personally, there are some good artists out there, but then there's a lot of the bad ones that are, you know, putting a negative influence in rap music. You know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for the information. I really appreciate it. I'm sure our listeners appreciate your taking the time to be with us and explaining all your and singing your wonderful song. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have my hand up. May I ask a question? This is Sharon Jackson. There, you hear so much about people in the news, in the music industry that make so much money in a short period of time. And then 4 or 5 years later, they're broke. How have you been able to maintain financially, and how do you advise the new persons coming up through the music field how to maintain consistency in their savings, in their, you know, in their spending? You know, how do you help bridge the gap?
Wow. Okay. Well, first let me say this. A lot of what you see, and especially for the younger listeners that are listening right now, and I'm sure a lot of adults, you know, would agree with me, a lot of what you see in the industry with the artists, they're not rich and millionaires just because they're on camera and they have a song out. You know, a lot of artists are, you know, which goes back to what I was saying before about learning the business on the business side of it, because they're trapped in contracts that a lot of the, like the labels will say, you know, yeah, we'll help you get out, we'll promote you, we'll push you, but you have to pay us back for all of the promotions, you have to pay us back for all the music, you have to pay us back, and we own 75% of your rights. So a lot of the artists don't really make money to begin with. Even if they sell a million records, on average they're making $8,000 off of selling a million records. Now, with that said, you know, I encourage artists or new artists out there and current ones, you know, to be smart with your spending. You know, if you get a record deal or if you get, you know, an advance or whatever have you, take that money and reinvest it in something that's going to, you know, reinvest it in something positive, basically, like positive growth. Don't go out and just buy a fancy car and spend money on clothes and shoes and expensive clothing when, you know, you have to get yourself, as they say, situated in the industry first and become an industry standard, you know, a household name. You know, because a lot of your career is only as good as your last hit in this business. And if you sell, let's say, you know, you sell a million plus records or all this amount of records and you have money, it just as easy as it can come, it can go. You know, and I always tell everyone to be smart with their spending, smart with their, you know, like a lot of my artists, the way I manage them, I tell them all the time, like, the money that you make from a show, the money that you make from anything that you sell, you know, to take a percentage of that and put it away in savings, to take a percentage of that and put it away in investment, you know, for yourself in the right investment. That way, if anything happens, and they're not able to perform anymore, or they're not able to sing or record or whatever that they're doing, they'll have some sort of a savings and a backup. And to also have their hands in other pockets and other businesses. You know, I have, you know, like a bass, my bass is in my band. He's also running my entertainment company. You know, he's the director of talent management. You know, so I encourage everyone to have more than one thing that they do. If you're a singer, don't just be a singer. Be a singer and a songwriter, and also, you know, have another business on the side that's making, you know, money for you while you're pursuing the dream.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have any more questions before we wrap up this episode? Well, Rudy?
I see that
Hello?
Extension 0881 has been had their hand raised for a while. I'd like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Extension
Hello?
0881, okay. You have a question?
Hello?
Go ahead
Hello?
With your question.
Oh, okay. You guys can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay. My question is, okay, being in the music business, like, let's say there's a whole bunch of genres, like, let's say I wanted to go into the music business. There's a whole bunch of genres that as an artist people can sing. Country, hip-hop, and all that stuff. My question to you is, which genre of music has the most potential to be successful? Like, would you say it would be pop or hip hop or R&B or soul or classic music? Like,
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I say it's really up to you, actually. You know, no one can tell you really what style you should sing. If you love, I don't know, country, if you love country music, be the best country music, you know, singer that you can be, and be the best, you know, around there, and find that formula that works for other country, you know, singers, or, you know, use that formula, learn from it, and reform that, and make your own, you know, pave your own way, basically. You know, it's in every genre there's a superstar. You know, in every genre, whether you're singing country, whether you're Shania Twain, or whether you're Beyonce in the R&B pop world, or whether you're Lady Gaga in the pop electronic world. You know, every genre has their superstar. Every genre has their artists that are on top of the world. They've taken their talent and found a way of making it work for them. And I believe that every one of you, you know, can do the same thing, and you can do the same thing. So if you truly, truly, truly love to sing classical music, for example, you know, study it. Study classical music. Study all of the famous classical singers, and really hone in on that art and learn about it. Learn the history of it. Don't just start singing it and hope, you know, to make it work. Actually learn the history and where it came from. And then that way you could be the best at what you do in that genre.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have any other questions before we end this episode?
Well, I'd like to say one thing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You know, for everyone listening, no matter what anybody tells you, and no matter what you may see on TV or anything, your success begins with you. Your success begins with what you want your success to be. And I strongly believe that if you really want to be successful in whether it be, you know, the arts or business or whatever it is, you have to take the time and really, really focus on that. You know, I've lived my life with the motto of I throw out instant gratification. You know, I've always said I like delayed gratification. So for me, it's if I want to be a singer and I want to finish my album, I'm not going to, you know, procrastinate and say, oh, you know, I'd rather go hang out with my friends, or I'd rather watch this movie, or I'd rather go to sleep. You know, I work hard and push and push and push so I can finish that album. And then when I'm done, I can reap the benefits from it. And I encourage everyone else to do the same thing. You know, if you're in school right now, focus on school, finish school, you know, and then study what it is that you want to be. And if you want to be, you know, a chef, for example, go to culinary school. If you want to be a doctor, go to medical school. Really do it, and don't delay on your dreams. You know, that's the only way that I truly believe anyone will ever, you know, succeed, is if you go after it and really work hard and learn every aspect of your, you know, of your business, of whatever that business is. So yeah, that's my advice to everyone, the youth and everyone.
Well, once again, Mr. Valmay, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Once again, before you get off, can you let everyone know how they can contact you and reach you?
Absolutely. Once again, the label name is Load B Music. You can go to loadbmusic.com. All of our information is there. You can reach if anyone has any questions or, you know, any bookings or want to know about shows. You can go to that website. You can email us at info@loadbmusic.com. You can reach us at 888-400-7978. And that's our parenting company, which is Crossing Midnight Entertainment. You know, and you can reach us there. We have a bunch of shows coming up, tour dates, music to release. Davika has a book that she's going to be releasing probably early part of next year. You can look out for that. And it's going to, especially for the younger kids. It's her journey in her life in the music business and how she's gotten to where she is and all the struggles and the happy times and all the positive things that she's gotten out of it and all the things that she's gone through. So she'll have a book, like it'll be her own personal journal that we're releasing to the world. So we have a lot coming out. We have a webisodes coming out where it's like a kind of like a reality show, but without the filth and all that. It's a reality show with that deals with the entertainment business and music business and all of our artists and so on. So yeah, keep a lookout for us. LoadDMusic.com. You can find us on Facebook and everywhere. Like our page. We have a couple of contests coming out, prizes and everything. If you like our page and do certain things, so that'll be coming shortly. So take a look out. Listen for us. Thank you again for having me.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude our episode of Blog Talk Radio. My name is Stefan Mason, and tune in till next time. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I am your hair's worst nightmare, and I can't wait to do wonderfully horrible things to your hair.
Instead of those curls, how about a little humidity-induced unruly frizziness?
Your hair has enemies. It needs a friend, like beauty brands and our $8.99 annual hairspray event. Save up to 7%.